Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Garment Decorators podcast, the one place where you can find everything related to garment decoration, heat print on demand, heat transfers, heat presses, blank apparel, which is what we're talking about today, and anything and everything in between. So thank you to all of our listeners for joining me for yet another episode. Today, Andy and I are joined by Zazie from Bella Canvas, a UK and European brand manager, if I've
That's
got that
correct.
Yes. We're very excited to have her with us on the podcast today, and we've got lots of exciting topics lined up to go over. So hi Zazie, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you both?
Good, excited to have you here.
Thank you very much. It's lovely to be here, actually. Your office is lovely.
Thank you. It's the first time that you've been here.
It is. It's the first time I've been here. I wasn't sure what to expect, but it's done beautifully. So thank you again for having me. Very much appreciated.
Anytime. We're very excited to have you. So for everybody that is listening and maybe, I mean, I'm sure all of our listeners know Bella Canvas. We've had San on here before.
Course,
on the podcast,
yes.
So they're all very familiar, but do you want to give everyone a little bit of an overview about yourself and your role at Bella Canvas and what you do?
Yeah, sure. So obviously you already introduced me. My name's Zazie. I'm at Bella and Canvas, and I'm still quite new, actually. I've only been there since December. A super exciting new role. I'm absolutely loving it. It's a really good opportunity to do something different, and that's what I love about Bella and Canvas, that every day is different. So obviously, as you mentioned, working with San across the UK and European markets just to help distributors grow their business and helping support other businesses within the industry, whether that be your small startups all your way through to your big printers. I think there really is something for everyone when it comes to Bella and Canvas and Bella and Canvas garments.
So we obviously wear a lot of the Bella and Canvas blanks. We are wearing them today. Andy's got the classic 3001, which we have lived in at previous events.
Yeah.
And I'm wearing a new eco tee, which we will talk about a little bit later on in the podcast.
Absolutely.
But there's a lot of exciting stuff that Bella Canvas have got coming out or already have been released for 2024. So I'm super excited to jump into those conversations today as well.
Sure.
I think the thing is worth noting as well, that conversation that we had a couple of weeks ago is that Zazie's been in the industry for quite a long time.
Yes, 10 years this month, actually.
There you go. But you've been a bit of a Bella and Canvas fangirl for the most of that as well, anyway, if we start.
You could say that. It always used to make me laugh, actually, that when I've been in the industry, like I said, 10 years this month, it's crazy how time flies. But I'd always be wearing Bella and Canvas. Before I'd even got to Bella and Canvas, it was really nice for me to have a natural appreciation for the product. I always say, for me, they're just real wearables. It's something that you want to wear. They're products that you enjoy wearing, that you feel comfortable wearing, and things that you'd naturally see on the high street. And that's what I loved about Bella and Canvas before I'd even worked for Bella and Canvas. So now I have a real appreciation for the back end side of the business, not just for the front end nice colours like the bubblegum pink that I've got on today. So yeah, really, really, really excited.
Yeah, that's a really good point, actually, because I was talking to a few people outside of work, people at home, friends, etc., about what I do, because it's quite a niche industry. So when you say I work in print, I work in apparel decoration.
How do you explain that? Because that's something I always struggle with. When people ask me, what do you do? What do you say what you do?
I tend to say, if we're in a shop or someone's wearing something printed or what have you, I'll point, not rudely, I'll just point and sort of go, that design on that t-shirt, that's what I do.
Right.
And then they kind of go, oh, like that tends to be the... Because otherwise you have to get into the whole, we make these machines, we make these transfers. And they're like, what? Whereas if you just go that, they go, yeah, okay, that makes sense. So I tend to say that. But what you said about them being real wearables is something that I really appreciate about the products. Because when I was having those conversations with friends and family, the initial, I think, opinion about print is the... 10, 15 years ago, perhaps, maybe longer, my knowledge on the timeline probably isn't as good as Andy's maybe, but it's the quality of the t-shirts. And I think there's a bit of a stigma, not so much now, but in previous years, around the cheaper, like more harsh, scratchy tees with a rough screen print on them, which, don't get me wrong, have their place in the market, and that kind of look is still very much worn today. But I think it's the quality and the retail aspect has changed so much, even in the last couple of years that we've seen. And I think that sort of stigma around printed t-shirts is definitely changing from a quality point of view as to what it was 10 years ago.
No, I absolutely agree with you. I think it's lovely to see that there is more investment in t-shirts, because I think, like you said, there is a stigma attached to a t-shirt, and we've come so far from your very carded, square cut, very boring, you know, garments, and now we're in a position where we love the 3001. I've got one on today. And in the US, that comes in over 300 colours. So there really is something for everyone. It's a way to express your personality, who you are as a person, and still wearing something that has that really lovely quality that makes you invested in what you're wearing. And with the market at the moment, with things being so disposable, at Bella and Canvas, we're really interested and invested in trying to make people more conscious about what they are buying and why they're buying it. I think if you do have a vested interest in the products that you're buying, they do not become disposable to you and therefore won't end up in landfill.
And Bella and Canvas have a very strong message around sustainability and that whole side of the business. And I think that's just another reason that people would have that investment for your products and for your company, because they know that if they're buying something from you to either wear themselves or to print and to sell, they don't have that fear of it being a high turnover of waste and things like that. So so the sustainability side of it is a massive impact, I think.
No, absolutely. I think the more people get on board with being conscious about what they're buying, and when we speak about the EcoTee, we'll touch on it, but for us, we're really invested in getting people to be more conscious about what they are wearing and why they're wearing it.
I think the thing is, as well, is that as well as from an ethical point of view in terms of the actual wearer demanding that from decorators and brands, as well as that purely from a business point of view, as well as that there's going to be lots and lots of legislation coming in as well, where if you don't, you're going to have to do it anyway. So it's now's a good time to start actually like embracing that fact, learning about it and partnering with the right brands that are already doing a lot of these things, because it's going to be an essential part of your business from every single direction moving forward and in the next couple of years.
No, absolutely. And for me, the lovely part is you can't tell the difference between the two t-shirts that you two are actually wearing. Mm-hmm. So Andy, you've got on your 3001, and Molly, you've got on the 3001 Eco. So if someone had lined you up, I don't think anyone could tell which was the Eco product and what was the 100% heirloom combed and ringspun one.
Yeah, and the quality of like the Eco stuff is so good these days as well. I mean, I kind of deliberately didn't learn too much about what you were bringing in today, because I wanted to see it for the first time when you were here. Molly's had the stuff for a couple of weeks that you sent over, but I was like, no, I want to see it fresh so I can kind of give you a true reaction to it and have some like interesting questions to go with it. But I did see that one yesterday, and Molly's like, you have to look at this. You're like, oh, okay, this feels really nice. It's really soft.
Yeah.
And it still feels premium. Because I think that one of the things that we always find when we do new technology, new transfers, as well as it being a chance to like do an eco version of what we already do, it's a chance to actually like, okay, well, how can we tweak and change this product? Because like the 3001, like it's so popular, you couldn't really change that product.
No.
I mean, you don't need to either,
of course, yeah.
But you couldn't really be like, well, I want to help you do this with the neck. Like, because you know, it's got a slightly different neck on it. Once you start to like really look up close, be like, you couldn't change that because everyone would be like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
But the nice thing about new versions of stuff as well is you can kind of like update it and evolve it a little bit and actually add little tiny details to it that you couldn't normally do with some of the existing range.
Yeah, absolutely. I think whatever we bring out as Bella and Canvas, and like you said, I was a fangirl before I even came to the brand, but it's nice to see that the quality, whatever products we bring out, the quality is always at such a high level. And I think when you think about Bella and Canvas, you naturally associate quality with that. So whatever we're bringing out, whether it is an eco tee or the existing 3001 or the baby rib collection that we'll speak about later on, I think that there's a complete continuity when it comes to the perceived value, number one, and the quality that Bella and Canvas give off. They are a brand that embodies quality, number one, and are absolutely, I think, leaders in the market at transitioning those retail styles across to the wholesale markets, which I don't think many people are able to do. And all you have to do is have a look at our colour our colour ranges, number one, and also our cuts, and you can absolutely see that those would transition directly across from retail to wholesale.
I completely agree with you, and I think that everything that you've done for the new products that you're bringing out this year, that just takes it to another level, because I think everything that Bella Canvas has done previously, you're right, it has been very retail, it's been very at the forefront of everything, it's been miles ahead of other people, but the products that I've been testing this week have taken that to another level. I think the how you've taken on certain trends in the market and how you're adapting to what is being seen in retail from a, you know, trend perspective, how you've taken certain styles like the boxier, slightly heavier tees, which we can touch on a bit later. There's something for everyone with these three new products. And I think this particular collection got me more excited than anything I've had from you previously, because I could just see the development from where this industry is going and how Bella Canvas are sort of leading that. And that really, really got me. That's why I was so excited to come in today, because I was like, we're going to cover all of these new things. Everyone's going to love all this new content. It's going to be, but
absolutely.
It is very good.
I think the three new launches that we've got, as you mentioned, they completely hit different markets, and it's almost all inclusive, and that's what we want to make people feel included and thought about when we are creating these new launches. We have a women's only collection, we've got something that's going to hit the eco kind of trends and the sustainability markets, and then also we did launch, as you mentioned, we did launch or we're in the process of launching a heavier weighted tee, which was all from customer feedback. And that just goes to show, as a business, we are so invested and interested in what our customers have to say, and that's where that idea came from. We wanted to make something heavier weighted that would fit potentially a different market, that was a boxier fit, more retail in styling, that could go to markets that we haven't explored before.
So we're on the topic of new products now. I feel like we've led ourselves there quite well.
Yeah.
Which one do you want to start talking about first? Do you want to do eco tea? I feel like that's, from a sustainability side of things, good one to start with.
We can.
So tell us more about is it technically the 3001 eco tea? Is that what they're calling it, or does it have a different name?
So we call it the Eco Max tea, but it is the 3001 eco. But either or, people are going to know what you're talking about.
And what was the reasoning behind bringing this t-shirt out?
So we've always been leaders in the market and been innovative in what we do as a business. And I think I previously mentioned earlier on that we're really conscious, and we're trying to get people to really think about their purchases, be more considered with what they're wearing, and reevaluate why they're buying things and the reason that they're buying them for. I think there's so much waste within our industry and the clothing industry, whether that's wholesale or retail as a whole. We really wanted to come up with something that had an incredible story, and this eco tee really does. We're repurposing waste, which is fantastic. As a business, we cut more than 10 million t-shirts a week. So as you can appreciate, that's a lot of waste. And we'd previously done an amazing job at upcycling the waste that we did have, whether we were donating it or repurposing it into something else. But from a business standpoint, clearly it made so much sense to do what we do best, and that's make t-shirts. So this particular garment is made from the scraps of our best-selling 3001 with up to 7 recycled plastic bottles.
That is rather incredible when you think about the t-shirt that you're wearing and what has had to happen for that t-shirt to actually come to be printed, be sold, be worn. I think that's something that there's not another t-shirt out there that can say that.
No, even down to the fabrication, the threads and the labels, it is 100% recycled. And I think that is pretty incredible. So the really incredible part about our EcoMax tea is actually that it's dyed without water. So water is such a precious commodity, and it's something that we're really invested in trying to lower our usage. I don't know if you guys know, but we actually save more than 24 million gallons of water a week. And that's just in our regular production line because we refiltrate all of the water used. So this T-shirt is dyed without water. And we do that by injecting dye directly into our recycled plastics, which is obviously the polyester content. And that alongside our cotton scraps, we're able to weave yarns and therefore dyed without water, saving the precious commodity that water is.
Okay, that's really interesting because I obviously don't know anything about that, but I'm kind of curious. So you, that's the kind of thing. There's some other people that do similar stuff with plastic bottles, but never really understood how. So you literally, a bank of masses and masses of plastic bottles, and you literally inject dye into them, and then do you have to match that with scraps, or scraps kind of take on the colour of whatever the more dominant part of it is?
So at the moment, it only comes in three colours, your core colours, your black, white and navy.
Right.
But the colour is injected directly into the polyester. And because the scraps are already dyed, they're the already dyed heirloom cotton scraps.
Right.
Once they're melted down, and do not ask me the ins and outs because I'll probably get it wrong.
Yeah.
But along with the recycled polyester that has been melted down and the recycled cotton,
mm-hmm.
we're able to actually fuse those two together and create yarns. And that's what allows us to not have to have the additional water production included.
Wow. It's pretty incredible.
It is.
People have had to kind of figure that one out. I mean, I assume there's probably there'll be a Bella and Canvas lab somewhere where they're trying to figure out the next generation all the time. But it's quite staggering that they must have, the way to just put it into the actual plastic like that
yeah.
is a great way of doing it.
I suppose it also helps because the scraps are already dyed. So we've already gone through the process of dyeing those garments once already.
Mm-hmm.
So once everything has kind of been melted down in a big pot, I've got visions of someone just stirring, obviously, to a grander scale. But
and I suppose, like you say, it's because people are used to your classic colours anyway. The dye colour or the Pantone matching or the kind of profile of the black, white and the navy already exists as well. So it's easy to match them to the existing colour range of everything else that way as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's the same heirloom combed and ring spun cotton scraps that we would use for the 3001, it's exactly those with the inclusion of those polyester fibres.
And do you think there's any, I assume this is only the beginning of the recycled range as well,
yep.
with the EcoMax, it's more colours, more different types of products that will be coming our way in the next couple of years. I'm sure they're probably thinking of the next eco way they can create something already as well.
No, absolutely. I think this is going to be, it isn't just a trend for us. We are trying to find more sustainable ways to deliver to market. So, of course, for us, this is just the start. I'm sure there will be scope at some point to broaden the horizon when it comes to the colour ranges, because we already have the fabrics there. That's the beauty of what we've done. We're not reinvesting in making or sourcing any additional materials. We're just using waste materials that would otherwise have been disposed. So if we can do that with black, white and navy, why not bubblegum pink?
And there's obviously a lot of information that you're going to give out about that product and many of the other products as well. So just while it's in my mind, so because I think it's always important for people to take these stories and then share them as their own, whether you're a brand and you want to tell people about how eco-friendly your product is, or you're doing it from a fulfillment side and someone's asking you for an eco-friendly product and you want to explain a bit more about it. Is there somewhere an information bank that people can go to and find this story and kind of use it as their own after they've listened to the episode today?
No, absolutely. So if anyone's looking for any additional information, just go to bellacanvas.com. There's a whole story available online, including YouTube videos of exactly how we go about creating this t-shirt and the process involved. It's a really cool video, almost like an ASMR type of video, which seemed to be very popular right now. So yes, all the information is readily available, and we would encourage everyone to, when they do have a minute, to go and have a look, because I do think it's a really interesting story. And it's not a story for right now, it's a story that we would want to continue to tell in years to come, adding to the product range. Maybe we can, you know, end up doing fleeces or other such lines within the Bella Canvas line.
I think as well, for everybody that is thinking about taking a look into the Eco Tee and including it into their product range, black, white and navy are probably your three best-selling colours anyway. Yeah, so even though you've got the 300 plus colours, they're probably the ones you sell the most of, a bit like what you sell the most black and white vinyl out of all of the amazing colours we have, because that's what people wear. But it's, I think it's really good for people to fully understand the product they're selling. So the fact that you have that information and that we're talking today and creating other videos is really, really useful for them as well. And the thing I found really interesting when I was testing on these earlier this week, because we always test before we make content so that we can give everyone the right instructions, is that I kind of in the back of my head was thinking maybe I'll have to use a lower temperature transfer because the polyester content is slightly higher. I was just being a little bit aware of that for scorching purposes. Fused the black first time and there was no mark on it.
There you go.
And I was honestly quite surprised, because with that polyester content, you do expect there to be even a little bit of a mark that fades over an hour or two sometimes. Yeah. But no, it was the perfect print first time round. So I'm very excited to create the videos that show people exactly how to do that, and we can help them introduce it into their product range.
I think that would be super helpful. I do think that maybe those would be initial thoughts or concerns for people, but it's nice that we have experts such as you guys to be able to test them and give that assurance or reassurance to customers. It's a great product with that 65% polyester, 35% cotton. Comes in all your core colours, the colours that people buy. Although we've got, you know, hundreds and hundreds of colours, black, white and navy are always bestsellers. It's unisex as well, so it's a good product to have, especially for corporate, because people never want to bother with women's and men's sizes. So we're trying to make it easy for people. We've kept it unisex. We've got a really nice size range in the style, so from an extra small to a 3XL. And another interesting fact about this t-shirt, actually, is that for every one 3001 that we can make, we make two 3001 Eco Max tees.
So you're doubling the production, really, when it comes to the Eco tees. That's incredible.
Exactly. Exactly that. So the production doubles just from using resources that we already have, already created resources. We're not manufacturing any new plastics. They are all recycled plastics. They're all recycled scraps. So yeah, production does double. I thought that was a super interesting fact when I found that out, that actually we can 2-to-1 double our eco version to our original 3001.
Yeah, it just speaks to the amount of waste that you're saving as well when you think about the two tees for every one. You think, well, all of that material previously that's not being, whether it was recycled, disposed of, etc., the fact that that is creating all of these new t-shirts and the volume of it as well, that is game-changing. I love that.
Yeah, it's a super interesting process. It's a great story to be able to tell. And I think there's scope to expand it. So I'm excited to see where that goes.
So that's the Eco Tee.
Yes.
That's new product number one for 2024.
Yes.
New product range number two, which I personally I'm a massive fan of, because I think it's just one of my favorites, is the Baby Tee collection.
Yes.
So there are, I want to say, eight new pieces.
Seven new pieces.
Don't ask me the colors, I have no idea. That's AZ's expert opinion. So seven new pieces, and do you want to explain to everyone just a little bit about how this came about and what your inspiration was for this collection, because it is very, very different to anything Bella Canvas have manufactured and sold before.
Yes, it is very different, actually. And I agree, I love this collection. I think it really speaks to me as a person from personal experience and what I would go out and buy. So it's a seven-piece collection, as you said, of all very micro-ribbed, cropped tees. And yes, it's called the Baby Tea Collection. No, it is not for babies. Mm-hmm. It is a women's only collection of 90s, early 2000s inspired fashion trends. That has been absolutely huge over the last year. I don't know if you guys have, you must have gone to, you know, your traditional fashion outlets and
local
seen
stores and,
local
yeah,
stores.
Definitely.
Yeah, and seen these micro ribbed crops, long sleeves, short sleeves everywhere. And that's exactly what we've done. So we've transitioned those retail trends to create a seven-piece collection inclusive of long sleeve crops, short sleeve crops, vests and tanks.
And it's not even just, like you say, seven pieces. It's not just a long sleeve, a short sleeve and a vest. There's different styles of the vest in there. So you've got one with a thinner strap and you've got one with a thicker strap, which when I saw the one with the thicker strap, that was my personal. I have some very similar styles to that at home personally that aren't obviously Bella Canvas ones because they're from last year, but they are very, very similar to that. So the fact that we can now get those from yourselves and know that they've been sustainably produced is just another added bonus. And the t-shirts as well, there's different variations to you know, the different colors on the
colors,
seams
cuts.
To the exactly
so we wanted to have a collection that kind of embodied the early 90s 2000 trends. And small spaghetti straps, I don't know if you remember Friends and those sorts of kind of sitcoms, and that's what you saw Rachel Green wearing. And that's exactly what we've done, and we've just made a super relatable collection for women with that of product that makes you feel comfortable when you wear it. All of the garments are longer at the front and shorter at the back, so they're dipped at the front.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so we wanted to, especially for women, when women put on clothes, you want to feel your very best. And I suppose it's the same with men, but I think women are quite in tune with how they feel when they're wearing garments. And we wanted to create a collection that made you feel truly comfortable. And obviously, the tummy can be a problem area for some people, or it might not be something that you're particularly comfortable with. But we didn't want to exclude anyone from any trend. We wanted to make it an all-inclusive, size-inclusive, relatable product range. And that's why they decided to drop the front of the garment and make it shorter on the back of the hem. So when you actually wear the garment, the bottom of your T-shirt, touches the top of your jeans. So you could wear a pair of high-waisted jeans and have your T-shirt touch your waistband.
So it's technically still a crop, but it's not ridiculously high that you've got a massive strip of your stomach showing midway through.
I always like to call it an appropriately cropped tee.
I think that's a very good description, yeah. Zazie. I think we'll stick with that. An appropriately cropped tee.
It's an appropriately cropped tee.
It's not a boob tube. It's not a bra. No. It's not a sports top.
Exactly.
It's an appropriately cropped tee.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It makes you feel comfortable. You don't feel exposed. And you still feel current and cool and trendy. And that's what clothes are supposed to do. That's what textiles, whether it's wholesale or retail, that's what they're designed to do. It's an extension of your personality. It's an extension of who you are. And I think this particular collection really does encompass that. Like you mentioned, the different styles, the different aesthetics. We've got the little spaghetti straps. We've got the really cool racer backs, and we've got the long sleeves. So this collection will see you through year round. You've got good staples from January to December.
Yep, long sleeves in there as well. Exactly. Yeah. And the quality of them as well hasn't differed from anything that Bella Canvas produced. They are just as soft. They're just as lovely to touch, to feel. I haven't worn one, but after everything you've just said, I will definitely be taking a few of those samples and trying them on.
You definitely should.
One thing I did want to ask you about this particular collection, it was something that San, yourself and I were discussing a few weeks ago prior to this day, is that the micro rib factor of it. You said something along the lines of it being the smallest rib before it goes to completely flat tee surface area.
Yes, that is correct. So the back in the day, the original kind of rib for the fashion markets was a 2x1 rib, which was quite big. And we have basically re-engineered that to make it a 1x1 rib. And that is the smoothest, flattest printing surface that you can get without it being a flat surface. So it is still a ribbed garment, but it's the smoothest, flattest surface you can get while still being ribbed. And we've done that because at the end of the day, our markets are wholesale. We want to ensure that these garments are able to be decorated and you guys can stick your beautiful transfers all over them. And that's really great for us to be able to show that, that we have thought about the routes to market and that these garments are completely designed to be rebranded. They all have tear-out labels. They all have side seams as standard, whether it's baby rib or, you know, our historic bestsellers. All of our garments, even if they have taken on more of a retail element or aspect, if you like, they are designed to be decorated.
And that just speaks to the quality of them as well, because I can imagine that the 2x1 rib, even though that's a certain look and a certain style, that probably feels a little bit less soft than the 1x1 because it's not as close together, if
exactly.
You see what I mean.
So it's not as soft, number one. And from a practical perspective, like practicality-wise, when you're printing on a 2x1 rib as opposed to a 1x1 rib, you're going to get some sort of displacement when it comes to the transfer, because the rib is going to stretch and that is then going to cause the print to crackle.
So one of the great things about using our heat transfers to print on the Bella Canvas garments is that regardless of the size rib, whether it's the 2x1 or the 1x1, our transfers all come with stretch and rebound as standard. So regardless which transfer product you purchase, once you heat apply it to that garment, because when you do put a t-shirt on, you do stretch it a little bit. It does move, even if you're not, even if it's not a gym product and you're not, you know, really stretching it day to day, just with natural movement, it does move and it pulls slightly with when you're wearing it anyway. So we wanted to make sure that our products from a quality perspective had that built in them anyway, so that, you know, people didn't have to worry about that crackle effect, and something that people have been doing as a deliberate effect I've seen recently as well, which is interesting. But ours will be completely flat and rebound with that garment once you've, if you've applied them properly. So, but from a 1x1 perspective, I think the quality of having that slight stretch and rebound with the transfer and the finer detail of the 1x1 rib, I think the finished result of those two things combined is really going to be what sets apart these two products from everything else we've done.
Absolutely. I think it's really great that the transfers that you use complement our products and other products so well, actually. And the 1x1 rib that we've engineered, it's still a lovely, lovely stretch, because obviously the products do have polyester in them. They're polycotton blends, they're polycotton mixes. So the stretch and rebound transfers alongside the polyester content that naturally gives our products that stretch, I think they'll work perfectly and go hand in hand.
So for anyone from a fulfillment side that's thinking about introducing this t-shirt, or like, how would you recommend they go about it? Because obviously that's quite a lot of people who listen to this are more, they're not necessarily, they're work with the end user, but they're not necessarily the end user.
Yeah.
They're not brands always. How would you recommend they use it? What sort of markets have you seen where you think this would be successful for them? They could perhaps approach with this new product.
I think this particular product category has so much scope. I think the natural ones that come to mind are obviously music merchandise. I think when you look at the music merch category as a whole, you've got people like Taylor Swift. You've got people like Sabrina Carpenter. This sort of product range would completely be relevant for their audiences. You've got new routes to market like TikTok shop and Instagram shop. You've got people who are creating their own lines. You've got people who maybe have existing product lines that are looking to do some sort of capsule collection for like spring, summer. And then you've got your corporate markets who I think would potentially automatically dismiss this range, but I think that that could be a mistake, because women want to wear things that make them feel good, and lots of businesses take part in numerous corporate events throughout the year, and I think this product line would really resonate with events for corporate days or corporate gifting, again, things that people are invested in. People only retain things that they have a vested interest in. And this product line, this product category, is definitely something that I think, again, would resonate and people would love to receive, whether that's a corporate gift, whether that's, okay, there's a ladies' marketing department and they would like to wear a nice long-sleeve white T-shirt that they can wear with a smart pair of trousers for a work event or whatever it may be. I think that this collection definitely has its place in the corporate industry. I think it's just about finding a way to place it.
And that's why it's always important to have these conversations with your customers about what they want, always yes. What you want to give to them. So what are you interested in? What would you like to see from us as a decorator that we can provide for you? And I think you'd probably find that, well, actually, we saw this in a retail shop, or we saw this at a gig. Could we do that for us? And then you start to be able to have those conversations. And I think I agree that you'd be surprised at how many uses this type of product has in a more traditional corporate market.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think we've all been there, and we've all been given a very oversized, ill-fitting T-shirt to wear, and we've all gone, oh, is that the uniform for the day? How nice would it be to actually be given something as a uniform piece that you feel good in and that you like the look of? And yes, we've still got our traditional styles that would be really great for the guys within the business to wear, but let's make some variation. Let's give some point of difference between our men's and ladies' styling. Still keeping it uniform, because obviously the product, the colour range that these baby ribs come in also come in not only your super fashion forward bright pops of colours that, again, synonymous with the 90s and the early 2000s, like your reds, your pinks, your baby blues. They do come in navy, black and white, which again ties back into that kind of corporate market of being able to place a women's only line in that space.
I think I've seen a lot of change in the industry over the last 6 months around how people bring women's products to market, because I feel like when I first started at Styles, the range for women wasn't as inclusive as it is now. I feel like there have always been options, but the actual cut and fit and style was just the unisex or the men's version, but a little bit cinched at the waist, or yep, a little bit shorter, or a few more colour options. I never saw anything when we were filming or creating content that made me go, oh, that, I would wear that. It was always just, oh, okay, well, that's the women's option. And 9 times out of 10, I would opt for the unisex or men's option. So it had that oversized fit, so it looked like it was some sort of trend rather than just your standard, you know, slim fitted T-shirt. You're like, great, brilliant. Like, that's exactly what I was looking for.
Yeah.
But everything that we're seeing now in the industry, especially with this new collection, is just making it so much more accessible for, like you said, us to wear things that are trendy, they're retail styles, but they make you feel like you're actually dressed for the day rather than wearing a uniform as such.
Exactly. And I think that's super important. I think it's something that gets overlooked all the time. When you look good or you feel good, you always do your best. You do good. I think it's a confidence thing, and it's also an important thing for inclusivity, with the workforce being so diverse. It isn't, you know, 50, 60, 70 years ago when the workforce was predominantly male dominated. There's two of us sitting here today, and
sorry, Andy, you're outnumbered.
So sorry. So I think it's really nice that, again, as Bella and Canvas, we're all about doing things differently. We're all about creating new trends. We're all about
innovative.
Innovative. It's all about being innovative. And again, this is why this partnership works so well, because you guys do exactly the same in your markets.
So, baby tea collection, very excited about it.
Yes.
We're going to do some printing on them today. We've got, well, there's one behind you, actually, which is a perfect example of what we've been talking about for everyone watching on YouTube who can actually see
there
us.
There you go.
So, baby tea collection, very excited about that one.
Yep.
I can't wait to see everyone's responses to that. I think it's going to be a very, very good product range for Bella Canvas. But the third and final product that we're talking about today,
yes,
is the heavyweight tee,
yes,
which is, you haven't actually seen these yet, have you?
Yeah.
A box arrived a couple of days ago. I got them out yesterday. I was having a play around with them, and they are behind this wall, but I have not shown Andy yet, because like you said, you wanted to have your general first impressions. But from what I touched and saw and felt yesterday, very different. My first initial reaction was, this is, I didn't expect it to be a Bella Canvas product. I don't know why.
Okay.
But I pulled it out of the box and I went, that's different, but in a good way. Like, yes. It's very, it is just a different product to what you've done normally. It's heavier, obviously heavyweight. It's got a slightly thicker
ribbed collar.
Collar on it. Yeah. I pulled it out and I went, oh, I'm liking the way that this is going. So tell us a bit more about that product and how that came about.
So as I mentioned earlier, we really do listen to customer feedback, and this was something that we felt that the line was missing. Most of our t-shirts are 145 grams, so this one's coming in significantly heavier at 205. It's 100% heirloom combed and ring spun cotton, so it's adding to our 100% cotton collection, but in a different way. Again, it's about being innovative and doing something different. And this Boxy Tee collection is a unisex line, again, with a colour range of about 11-ish colours. And again, it's transitioning retail styling across to the wholesale markets. It's your drop shoulder. It's your round kind of thick ribbed collar. It's your oversized fit. Something that both men and women will love to wear, because, yes, we do like to wear a crop every now and again. We also might like to, on our days off, be in an oversized fitting tee. I think there's a time and a place for all of the new launches that we've added to the collection, and I'm super excited to see where they all land.
When I first pulled it out of the box, I thought to myself, okay, Bella Canvas are hitting every single market this year. They have not held back on what they're doing, and it really does bring everything together. Like you say, the baby tee, as brilliant as the collection is, definitely has a, like you say, it's women's only, but yep. The heavyweight, the cut of it, the fit of it, It is very different to what you've done before, but it's moving with the industry and with the trends, and I think it's going to go down very, very well. I'm excited to see your reaction, actually.
Me too, actually, because you haven't seen it. So I'm interested to know what you think when you pull it out the box, and if you agree with Molly and you think, oh, actually, I wasn't expecting that from Bella and Canvas. We had great reaction at PMP to it. Still, people are asking for it constantly. So I think that's going to be a really, really exciting new launch. It's going to sell really, really well.
Yeah, I think as well, in my head, I was expecting to pull a 3001 out. I don't know why, but that's just naturally what you... I know what Bella and Canvas t-shirts feel like. I know how they print. I just, when I open the box, I'm like, right, okay, yep, we've had a few baby tees here already. They feel very similar to these. So when I pulled this one out, I was like, well, that's... It feels very, very high quality. It feels very premium. And I think with either like a screen print or a full colour... very, very like retail design on there, I think they're going to be very popular.
Yeah.
Probably the new one that gets people. We've spoken before with CERN about, you know, when you're buying them in your own life, and you're like, you're going to teach, you're like, oh, and I know what this is. But this will probably be the one where people are like, oh, this is new, this is interesting. They look at me like, got me again.
Yeah. This is the one where people are going to think, oh, is it Bella and Canvas? Is it not Bella and Canvas? Yeah. And when they see the neck label, we'll catch them. We'll catch them out.
That would be a great video for you guys to do, actually. Get like a few other standard t-shirts, a similar style. Get yours and pull the label out and see if people can tell the difference.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's something that we can do together. We'll get some models in, put them all in different kind of boxy fit t-shirts, and get a poll going of who likes what.
Yeah, which one's the most premium product?
Premium or not? It's a new game for you guys.
I would happily play that one. I do think it's good. And I believe we've got majority, if not all, of the colours in that collection here ready to be printed, tested, displayed for all of our listeners. So, yeah, that's going to be a good video.
How many colours, sorry?
11.
11,
yeah. Colours are really, really lovely, actually.
They're quite neutral, aren't they? Some of them, it's very, it's the earthy kind of tone,
earthy
isn't
tones.
It? Which I'm a big fan of.
Yeah, earthy tones, again, transitioning from retail, as well as your core basics, your blacks, whites and your navies. The things, the core staples in your wardrobe, whether it's for your own personal use or for work, everyone has a solid go-to black, white and navy t-shirt, don't they?
So I can't remember the last time I bought a t-shirt in a normal store, I'm not going to lie, because I've got all of my favourites now from everything we do here. I just wear those all the time, whether they're printed or not.
I know. Since I've been at Bella, I've saved a fortune on t-shirts.
I think as well that from the colour point of view, I know we're heading into summer, but for all of our printers that are prepping for the autumn winter side of things, this t-shirt is a bit heavier, so it does have that slightly more in a way, autumnal feel to it. You know, it is a bit thicker, it probably is a bit warmer, but also the colours of it could probably be matched very well with like your sort of earthy toned hoodies and fleecy things.
Exactly.
Bring all of that together for coming into autumn winter this year. And the other thing I was thinking with this t-shirt as well, you mentioned about obviously brand versus fulfillment from a customer point of view with the Baby Tea collection and being able to use that collection across both of those. The music merch in particular, concert merch, that kind of stuff. Yeah. I think this heavyweight tee, as much as the Baby Tee, like you say, has its specific genre, its specific market, when I saw those tees, I automatically just envisioned almost like the tour print on the back of it. I think it's that kind of fit.
Yeah.
And being able to offer that industry both of those collections to cover all of the different markets, demographics that attend that kind of thing, you really have covered all of your bases.
We really have, and it's great to see, because I feel like it's just a big checklist and we've ticked everything off. We've got a women's only collection that has its place, and now we've got this really exciting boxy tee that, like you said, is going to be great for music merch. It's so versatile, the color range is great, the quality is fantastic, and the printing surface is there to be consumed. So you've got your big back kind of panels and your front, and I know you guys were printing a really nice transfer for us at P&P that had what was band inspired, if you like, and that one went down an absolute storm. I think that was probably people's preference for the few days. So I can absolutely see it going down a storm in the music merch industry.
Well, that one was so popular we had to reprint it as well.
Exactly, yeah.
Next day. So, I mean, we did a little activation together on the Bella Canvas stand for anyone that missed Print My Own promotion, and we put some of our direct film transfers together for you. And San was, you know, there was quite a lot of transfers there.
I was
like, I don't know if you're going to need this many transfers, San. but literally, there was a queue, like, out into the aisle. And the heat press was at the back of the stand.
Yeah.
This queue was monstrous. So we had to literally, you know, we spoke to the team at, like, 5 o'clock that night. And we're like, we need some more, like, an hour ago. And we literally had to print for like an hour or two in the morning. They came in early,
yeah.
And a bike courier had to come and get them just so that they could keep going, because that was how popular that particular style was with everyone that was attending Print My Own promotion.
Yeah, it was super popular. Super, super popular. We had people coming back day on day asking if we had any more of the transfers when they had gone, to say, oh, when are you getting some of the new transfers? We had to keep saying, oh, we don't know. They'll be here this afternoon, regularly checking back. So it was. I think that's the aesthetic that people like to wear casually, but also if we're relating it back to the music merch industry, that you can see any headline, Taylor Swift, Beyonce, Chris Brown, whoever it may be, whatever, you know, demographic of music, style of music it is, something like this is going to completely resonate with them, and it's going to be something that people won't begrudge purchasing, because these music merch t-shirts are so expensive, and sometimes the quality isn't there. With the Bella and Canvas garments, whether it is a baby crop or is a boxy tee, it is going to be something that you'll reach for just to pull on and off as a regular piece of your wardrobe.
Well, that's exactly what I was saying before about the whole quality issue of, well, not issue, but the quality that you expected from those kind of t-shirts 5-10 years ago. But the fact that you can go to one of those events, and like you said, they are very expensive, and it is something that, I mean, I begrudgingly don't pay it now because I know exactly how much it costs to print, but I used to. And I think it's one of those things, from more of a memory point of view, people would purchase those things
exactly.
Because they're at that event, they want that memory. But how nice that they can now do that and know that they're getting the quality that goes with the price tag and the memory, as well as just the sake of having, like you say, the cheaper, lower-end, slightly scratchier T-shirt that they probably won't wear again.
Exactly. Those very tubular tees that probably they'll wash it twice and the print will end up on their shoulder. So that's the benefit of buying quality garments. You do get the side seams as standard. You do get your tear-out labels, and you get that quality. You get the quality that you're expecting with those price tags that you can wear day in, day out, and especially with you guys as transfers, they'll last a lifetime.
They will indeed. They will. So, I mean, to be honest with you, do you have anything else you want to cover in this episode? Because
no, I think just a reminder. Sorry, just a reminder for everyone how they can get hold of these products, how they can get in touch with you, because everything we've spoken to today about is like understanding the trends.
Yeah.
But getting in touch with the people at Bella and Canvas is actually a good place to start, and actually starting to pick your brains around, you know, not just what's coming out in the immediate future, but, you know, the future, like a year or two in advance. If they start to build that relationship with you and start asking those questions, they'll be at the forefront of these trends. And when new products come out, they'll be the first to know as well. So how can they get in touch with you and learn more about the future of what's coming out in the industry?
So if you did want any more information about anything that we've spoken about today, in terms of product information, images, video links, whatever it may be, then please do go to bellacanvas.com. Everything is readily available. All of our accreditations are also visible online. And then we do distribute via the three big UK distributors.
Perfect. Well, that wraps up today's episode very nicely. I feel like we've covered a very wide range of topics today. I'm very excited about all of the new products that you have got coming out. Thank you very much for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. And don't forget, for everybody that is watching or listening, don't forget to like and subscribe on whichever platform you're watching on. And we'll be back next Monday with another Garment Decorators podcast episode.